We sent out 1,450 invitations, and there are graduates from the Rolfe High School in 47 of the 50 states. The only three states that aren't represented are Rhode Island, Delaware, and Utah. And in addition, we had three foreign countries where we've got graduates. And there are graduates here representing 25 of the 50 states. Hey, Jeff, thanks for telling us about Mr. Spalding. Those of us from the mid-60s up through the 70s and 80s, we remember Mr. Spalding, don't we? In fact, one of the I remember whens that I got back in the mail, I'm gonna read to you. In fact, it came from a guy from the class of 1974. Let's see, I think the 74 guys are clear back in the corner over here. And I got an I remember when from Dan Seward. Dan, are you back there? Wave your hand. Dan, where are you? Stand up, wave your hand. Hey, yeah, there he is. Hey, no, stay up, stay up. The good-looking guy in the suspenders and the tie back there, he wrote this I remember when. Says, I remember when Chris Peterson and I decided to add water to acid and smoked up Mr. Spalding's room and didn't get caught. I'm telling you, I don't know that guy back there. I never did anything like that. Did I, Dan? Mr. Spalding's not here, is he? I tell you, that was the biggest scam of the time. And I tell you, I got a story to tell you about Mr. Spalding's class. We were freshman earth science, and we were just petrified of Mr. Spalding. And we sat in his class straight, erect, didn't chew any gum. We were looking straight ahead. And I noticed on the first day of earth science class, a guy by the name of Lauren Pease, a seventh grader, was walking down the hall, and to his amazement, he looked in the room at these freshmen sitting at attention. It was beyond belief to him. Mr. Spalding had fixed the attendance chart, was going to put it outside on the hook, and he walked around and he saw Lauren in the hallway. And he just froze him with one of those looks. And Lauren wanted to move, but he couldn't. And he asked that question that teachers always ask seventh graders in the hall. What are you doing here? And Lauren wanted to say something, but he couldn't. And then, to top it all off, Mr. Spalding said to Lauren, he says, why don't you come in here and I'll feed you to the freshmen? And just like on the cartoons, you saw this little puff of smoke and this little silhouette on where Lauren used to be. He was gone.